Hey, this is Meredith's husband. I've got some SEO advice for you, but I'm going to keep it really simple so that you can understand it, so it makes sense, and most importantly, so you can actually use it.
We're ready.
You had a question.
I did.
About?
Google Analytics.
Okay, yeah, this blows me away a little bit. You have a question about Google Analytics.
I do. I can't remember. How do we use it? What was my question? I can't remember.
I don't know. You didn't tell me. I wanted to wait and hear it for the first time doing this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no. Didn't I? I just don't know how to use it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the new Google Analytics. I don't know how to use it either.
Like, and I thought that you were going to be able to tell how many leads came in from which source, and you'd be able to track it. But I
you can. But good luck figuring that out.
Yeah, I can't. So, should I open it right now and we talk about?
So when you open, well, first tell me, what is it that you want to get from Google Analytics? What's, because you just relaunched your site, so you have an interest as to how it's working, what's working, what are the questions that you want to have answered?
Well, I want to know how many people are looking at my site, how many things they're looking at, how
what
long.
Do you mean how many? What do you
how
mean,
many
how
pages?
Many things?
Like
how
what,
many pages?
I mean, what pages are they looking at? Which pages are, and how long are they spending on them?
Okay.
Which pages are they looking at most? And where are they coming from? And I think that's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, those are all good questions.
Yeah. Like how many people are looking at my page, at my website? How did they get there? How long are they staying on each page? Ideally, it would be great. What are they looking at? Are they clicking any buttons? What holds their interest? What leave, you know, what makes them leave? I did find that there are places to see how many are returning visitors.
Yeah, that's a good metric. It sounds like you basically want to figure out the engagement. How are people engaging with your website? So,
and where are they coming from?
Right. Well,
how are they getting there? Not
how are they
you
getting
know,
there?
You can see, oh, okay, there's some in China and India and you know, but I want to know.
How are they finding your site? How do they come from Google? Do they come from social media? Do they come from Facebook or Instagram? Do they come from other sources?
And do we, can we, how specific can we get? Like, when they say it comes from an email, what does that mean?
Well, if you want to track visitors to your site from emails, so you have email marketing set up, you would need to take another step and create tracking codes for those emails.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of another step. It's if you have a paid email marketing campaign, you would do that. I don't think
for
most
example,
people are going,
like Flowdesk?
If you had a monthly newsletter, like let's say you had a newsletter and you send out, you have an email marketing list, you have a monthly newsletter and every once in a while you send out like a seasonal special.
Right.
Instead of just putting your website address in those emails, it would be your website address, meredithsinnerphotography.com/UTM, and there's a tracking code. So you can say, well, this email was my monthly newsletter. This email was my spring discount. This email was the whatever. That's really only worthwhile if you're putting effort into your email marketing, I think. I think for most people, they're not going to do that.
Okay. I'm not going to send
but
anything.
You,
me?
You,
me.
You just placed an ad on a website.
I did.
A local website. Same, the same idea.
No, it was an email. It was an email. That an email blast.
Right. So, like, if you do that and you don't do some sort of tracking, that is adding a little bit of tracking code to the end of that address, so meredithsinner.com/ParkSlopeParents email, it will come through and it will probably say there's no – it probably won't have any information.
Huh.
It might say email. It might have – it might just say other.
Right.
But there are the highest level you look at in terms of where people come from, it's going to be what they call the default channel.
Default channel.
And that's going to be either organic. That includes Google search engine. It includes other search engines, although there's not much coming from other search engines. There's going to be paid traffic, which would be.
Was that Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves, I don't know, might still be around. I have no idea. Yahoo, Bing, probably mostly Bing and Yahoo. Or, you know what, probably DuckDuckGo. That's another things like that. You're going to have, so that's organic. You're going to have paid search.
What's that?
Going to be like AdWords, like you're running ads on Google.
Okay.
Or you're running ads on a search engine, paid search.
Okay.
Organic is free search. Paid search is running ads. Google AdWords, Bing ads, Yahoo ads, whatever else is out there. It's really going to be only, it's basically Google ads.
Okay.
It's paid search. Then there's going to be another one called direct. And that's probably going to be a pretty big category for most people because that's going to be people coming directly to your site, either from a bookmark. It could be a link in an email. It could be something they just know of your site. Maybe they just type in the address directly. That also could be if somebody comes to your site through, say, Facebook, they find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then they visit your site and then they come back later and then they just go straight to your site. That's going to be direct traffic.
Okay.
Even though they first found you via Facebook.
Okay.
So that becomes a little bit complicated now in, I think they call it attribution.
You sure I shouldn't open my paid?
Yeah, okay. Because it's not a friendly interface anymore.
No kidding. But that's why I was thinking if I can say, what is this? What is this?
See, that sort of stuff used to be like really easy to find in Google Analytics. It was super helpful. It was really flexible. It was really easy to use.
And then I signed up for it.
Yeah, when you signed up, they threw all that out the window. And so let's make this really difficult. No, Google, the new G4, Google Analytics, is very difficult to use. I find it very difficult to use. Everybody I know, we all find it very difficult to use, very non-intuitive. And what you have to do in order to get a simple looking report like that is you have to create it yourself.
What?
The information is all there, but it's just not presented in like, I would call it a user-friendly way.
How would you create it yourself?
So when you log into Google Analytics, and I was thinking of doing a blog on this about how to create custom reports that are actually useful. And I wanted to talk to you about it because I wanted to know what you wanted to figure out. And from what you're saying, yeah, you can create a report that will do that, that you can just go and click on. It just has the most useful information.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah. So look for that link below. I will create a blog and some sort of tutorial on how to do that.
Thank you, husband.
And it can tell you, where your traffic is coming from, how – I don't want to say how long they spend on your site. I actually don't like that metric
because
people go through pages at different speeds. They read at different speeds.
True.
Like I'm a very, very slow reader.
Yeah.
Some people open a tab and then if they get distracted or go to the bathroom –
I was just going to say that's what I do.
Like at any given time, I have, I don't know how many tabs open on my computer.
Oh, don't ask me.
So it can really, what do they call it it can skew your data in terms of you're probably looking at the amount of time spent on site.
Right.
Is the metric you're looking at.
Or page.
Yeah. That, unless you have thousands and thousands of visitors, that number can be skewed by one person having a tab open for an hour.
Right.
And while they go and do something else.
Right.
So unless you have a really big number of people, I don't like using that metric. I much prefer the number of pages per visit. So that will tell you how many pages did they visit? Was it just one? Was it two? Was it three? Et cetera.
And do they say which ones they were?
You can drill down and get that sort of information. I think it's called like the user flow, and they actually have a map of how. But it's honestly not very useful because no two people are alike.
Yeah, but if you gather sufficient data, you can say, a majority
Again, if you can gather sufficient, if you have thousands and thousands of visitors, yes, then those things start to make sense. Otherwise, you're looking at a really small sample. And if you're drawing conclusions from that really small sample, it can be misleading and you can start to think things
enough,
are true.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I tend to stick away from like the user flow, from the time on site. And I look at the metrics like the number of users, the number of actual people. The number of sessions.
Wait, what are sessions?
Sessions are like I'm a person. If I come and visit your site, that's one user.
Okay.
If I come and visit your site today, and then I come back and visit your site again tomorrow and the day after, that's three different sessions,
okay,
but only one user.
Oh, okay.
So there's a difference there.
That's weird to call it a session.
Well, it's a session. If somebody, organic, it's a visit. It used to be called visit. It actually used to be called visit, and now it's
a
session.
Yeah. Let's just make it really confusing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The number of users, the number of sessions, I like to look at now the engagement rate. It used to be the bounce rate. A bounce would be if I come to your website and I just look at one page for 5 seconds.
I'm out of here.
That's a bounce. Social media has really, how do I say this?
Shortened our attention span?
Social media uses engagement as more of a metric. And so Google, I think, started going along, well, let's use engagement rather. They're the inverse of each other. If you have an 80% bounce rate,
you have a 22%.
It means you have a 20% engagement rate. They're the exact opposites of each other. So Google just started using the inverse technology to go along with what Facebook and all these other.
I see. Is it just also kind of just sticking to a positive? Like what is the state?
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
Rather, so you don't feel horrible like they hate everything.
Right. Right. Yeah, a little bit, yes. A little bit.
Okay.
And it is useful to know, what percentage of people coming to my site are engaged? It's even more useful to know what percentage of people coming to my site from Google are engaged versus the people coming from Facebook.
Mm.
Where am I getting the best engagement? And there's usually a difference between.
I don't know where you can find that.
Yeah, that's in Google Analytics too. And that's what I would think would
be
useful information.
Yeah.
And good luck finding it unless you build a custom report. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I didn't see anything like that.
No, it's very, very, you have to know beforehand exactly what you are looking for and then create a report and put those metrics in.
Is that what your blog is going to contain?
That is what, I'm going to probably do at least one custom report, and it's going to give what I'm talking about right now, what I think are the most important metrics.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
And also, the other really good thing to use Google Analytics for, Google Analytics is the only place you can get this, is the conversions, the conversion information, the conversion rate, which we talked about.
And that's when people say, I'm interested.
Mine is zero. The people who contacted
zero.
You. Where did they come? Is your conversion rate from Google, is it 1%? Is your conversion rate from Facebook, is it lower or higher than your visitors from Google? It's helpful to know that sort of information.
Yeah.
Yes. So I will say this. There are some kind of general guidelines that I think it might be helpful to know anyway.
All right.
Before you even go and look at Google Analytics. You're
going to
notice that probably your conversion rate from social media almost always is going to be smaller than your conversion rate from other sources.
Okay.
It's just very typical. Unless you have a really great call to action from your social media content.
I do not.
If you're running paid ads, your conversion rate for those should be higher than anything else.
Mm.
Because you can be very highly targeted. You can know exactly why people are coming to your site. You know the wording.
You can heavily target.
Yes, you can.
Be heavily targeted, but
you can. You know exactly what they clicked on. You know exactly the words that they were reading before they clicked. You control where they go. So you can be very specific in what you're doing. When people come to your site through organic, just from Google, you don't really know why they're coming. So don't expect a really high conversion rate. They could be coming for any number of reasons.
Okay.
But your conversion rates from organic are going to tend to be higher than social media. Your conversion rates from direct traffic are usually going to be roughly the same or even higher than organic traffic because those are people who are coming directly to your site. They already know about you.
They know, right.
Yeah. Or they've bookmarked your site or they're clicking on your link in an email, et cetera.
Or someone said, hey, check this out.
Yes. And you want to pay attention to, and I'll put this in the report, how people are coming into the site. Are they coming in through the homepage or through a blog page? So your bounce rate.
How do you know that?
That's there. That's one of the metrics.
Okay.
When people come to your site through a blog page,
yeah,
typically that's going to have a pretty high bounce rate. When people find a blog, they very often they're going to they have a very specific question. They're going to go read your blog and then they're going to leave.
Right.
That's so if you see your blogs have a higher bounce rate than like your homepage, that's normal.
Okay.
If you in fact have a blog page and it has like maybe a high conversion rate, that's fantastic. Like that's awesome. But that's not common.
Okay. No, that's great. That's great. I look forward. Let me know when you've got the blog done.
Shit. Now I gotta write a blog.
You and me both, my friend.
And the reason I'm gonna do a blog now and I haven't done one before is because Google came out, the new G4 came out, and they kept changing things. And I actually did a blog about how to create and track conversions, and then they changed it.
Oh.
And it was, and so they've changed it a handful of times. I'm like, well, I'm not going to write another blog and tell people how to do this if they're just going to change it again.
Right.
But it seems like it's more solid now. Google Analytics, the newest version anyway, has been out for a solid year plus.
Okay. It's time to write a blog about it.
Yeah. And they haven't changed it.
Cut to.
Yeah, right. Famous last words.
Right. Well, I look forward to the blog. Thank you. Hey. Thank you so much for listening. We really hope that you find this helpful and useful. And if you do, what you could do for us as a thanks would be to, drumroll please, yes, leave a review. Yes, everybody says it, I know, but it really does make a difference. Take 3 seconds, leave as many stars, say something really nice about what you like about the podcast and maybe why other people would like it. It would mean the world to us, especially my husband. That better? All right, I'm going to try one where I'm not going to be charming.